you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
So we cut back to the restaurant, and Eddie is there with a bottle of wine, and the gang are all at a couple of tables at the back of the restaurant, all cleaned up. Then Egg is kind of just sat by himself, and he's kind of behind his little, just at a table by himself, and he just looks like he's taking a hit from a bong. I don't know. It's like a long pipe thing that he's taking, but he's just taking a little hit off a bong, and then he just starts to leave. So Jack kind of stops in and asks him where he's going, and he's now saying that his work here is done. So his work in Little Chinatown has always been waiting to kill Lo Pan. He hasn't been here, just been a truck driver and whatever else he does. He's been here waiting to kill Lo Pan. So his work here is now done. So Lo Pan is dead and the evil spell has been lifted. So he wants to go on vacation. You know, Jack tries to say, why don't you go off to China, visit the motherland? But the China is always in his heart. Wherever I go, she is with me. He walks off. Eddie is chatting up Margot, and they're going to try and find a title for the article. Maybe even now it's a book. Jack is ready to leave, and Mao Ying and Wang have written him a check. Nothing will triple. He kind of says, no, it's nothing will double. You've earned it. He takes the money. He has earned it. Turns to Gracie Law, and Kim Cattrall couldn't look any more beautiful here at this moment. It's one of the most, she just looks so good. And it's such a perfect scene, and, you know, he's got enough money now. I can give up the open road, sell my truck, sail down. He hasn't really won that much money. I guess selling his truck will get him some money, but I don't think he can really retire on the money he's just got. She doesn't like that idea, or couldn't live with that on her conscience, but maybe they could buy a cozy truck, a truck with a little apartment in the back. And Jack kind of knows the guy he is, and he's like, that sounds pretty good, but sooner or later I rub everybody up the wrong way. But let me think about it. And, you know, he knows he's going to piss Robert sometime. And then he's just not going to work. I always just think he just wants to get back in his truck and go away. And needs a bit of time to himself. He walks off. Margot says, you're not even going to kiss her goodbye? And he just goes, nope. In the comic books, spoilers if you haven't read them, don't really know. I think they tried to explain this as the last person he kissed to say goodbye, not the last person he kissed, but the last person he kissed goodbye was his dying wife. But maybe I got that wrong, but I'm sure that's in the comic books. See you around, Burden, Gracie Law says. Never can tell. And then we get Wang Chi and Jack at the doorway saying goodbyes, and we really shook the pillars of heaven, didn't we, Wang? I just love that. No horseshit, Jack. No horseshit. And then Jack does the hand signal from the Chang Xingdu, the good form, the finger in the air. And but then they still go in for the handshake. You know, so they do the sign. Wang is impressed that he's doing it, but Jack still goes in for that sort of manly handshake. Sunglasses go on, and we cut to Jack driving. There is another deleted scene that you see Jack walk into the truck, and he sees Egg Chan just there at the back. He has another doesn't say anything, just a sort of a wave goodbye. And as he's walking past the truck, he sees something, some sort of liquid, I think, or slobber, something in the back of his truck, where later on the wild man pops out. But you know, that's in the extended scenes on the extended ending on the DVD. So we then cut to Jack is in the rain, driving, talking on his CB radio. He's actually drinking. I don't know if he's drinking, driving, but he's just, it looks like he's drinking. And he's having a good old chat on the CB radio. You listen to the Pork Chop Express and take his advice in this dark and stormy night. When the lightning crashes and the thunder's roaring and the rain's coming down in sheets thick as lead. So this is a reference to the three storms here. So he's talking about lightning, he's talking about thunder, and he's talking about rain, the three storms. You just remember what old Jack Burton does when the earthquakes. And then the camera starts to move, and he goes, and the poison arrows fall from the sky, and the pillars of heaven shake. Jack Burton just looks at a big old storm square in the eye and says, "Give me your best shot, pal. I can take it." And then we're at the back of the truck, and the wild man, hairy man, sticks out his arm and roars. His head pops up, and then we cut to the titles, and the music starts to play, and that's the end. Another spoiler for the comic book, if you don't want to know, just turn down the volume for a few minutes, that the comic book starts straight from this moment, and the wild man comes into the, joins Jack in the truck, and, well, a lot of things happen, but it kind of becomes his pet, or his friend, I guess, in pet, but he has to take him back to Chinatown, but he calls him Pete. So then the music starts, and this is from John Carpenter, the music, and John Carpenter's singing, and that's the end.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertrouble in Little China. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind-the-scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram, or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, "Honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes."
It's all in the reflexes.